Good morning and welcome to another Hump Day Hallelujah. I'm Pastor Scott coming to you from Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights in Northern California. And this morning, so many of our sisters and brothers in Southern California are still reeling from the impact of the fires, many of which have yet to be fully contained, that are consuming their communities. So I was hoping this morning you would join me in prayer for those who are experiencing most significantly the impact of these fires. And so this, in this time and space, it's my hope that you would join me in prayer. You know, the faithful response of God's people, the first should always be to pray. We'll also provide you with some time and space where you can offer prayers yourself. They don't need to be spoken, but they can be said by you to God. And then some instructions about where, if you so desire, that you can provide financial support through the broader Lutheran Church to those who are impacted by the effects of the fire. Something a little different today, but I think appropriate as so many of our sisters and brothers not far from here, I mean, a few hundred miles, 400, but still are impacted by the fires. Will you join me in prayer? Holy God, in you alone we find safety and shelter. Be a sure refuge to all suffering from the wildfires here in our state. Grant courage, protection, and favorable weather to firefighters and emergency responders. Embrace with supportive communities all who are newly displaced or homeless. Comfort those grieving, all that has been destroyed, and give patience to those who are anxious, not knowing when relief might come. Heal your whole creation, that out of the flames and ashes new growth will spring forth. We pray through Jesus Christ, our life and our strength. Amen. Now I invite you to join me in this responsive litany. O Lord, when fires rage and consume the land, stir up in us the fire of your love. When homes are reduced to embers and ashes, stir up in us the fire of your love. When families are displaced and tomorrow is uncertain, stir up in us the fire of your love. Calm the anxiety that turns us in on ourselves. For in you, O Lord, is new life. Grant us faith to trust that even the dust will live by your breath. For in you, O Lord, is new life. Extend our lives in service that we might fan the flames of hope. For in you, O Lord, is new life. Thanks be to God. Amen. And let us close in prayer. We pray to you, Almighty God, in this time of multiple wildfires in our state. For you are our refuge and our strength, a very present help in time of trouble. Do not let us fail in the face of these events. Uphold us with your love and give us the strength that we need. Help us in our confusion and guide our actions. Heal the hurt, console the bereaved and afflicted, protect the innocent and helpless, and deliver any who are still in peril. For the sake of your great mercy in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now as this song of hope continues to play, I invite you to continue in prayer for those affected by the wildfires, and perhaps even join in singing this song that we've sung here together. May these words be a prayer for all of us on behalf of those who are experiencing such a great loss. And then, if you so desire, feel free to use the link to make a monetary gift of support and love to those in Southern California. Thank you for using this time to join me and many others to pray for those who are impacted most significantly by the fires. Take care.